We must call vertigo every attraction of which the first effect is to surprise and stupefy the instinct of self-preservation. The being finds himself swept towards his ruin and seems persuaded by the very vision of his own annihilation not to resist the power which has seduced him with dread. This force robs one of the strength to say no, when reflection would provide a basis for intelligent thought and free choice. It leaves only the slavish acquiescence of the somnambulist, whose will plays no part and who is never able to choose. It ravishes the mind to such a point that this consent to the irreparable, which constitutes the highest resignation of man, passes in his eyes for the order of the day, his greatness, and his rapture. This vertigo first destroys the autonomy of a being who is no more the point of departure, origin of movement, or source of energy, but is like inert filings at the call of a strange magnet. He lets himself be sucked in by the whirlpool. It is an integral fact that existence shows itself defenseless in front of the temptations that destroy it. The abyss entreats one. He who abandons himself to its fascination wants to make the movements which will remove him from the danger, but, in spite of himself, he makes those that bring him nearer. He senses that he neither conceives nor executes any gestures, save those that precipitate him, as if the deadly image of destruction, flattering one knows not what perverse taste, awakened in his secret self some intimate and pitiless participation. On numerous occasions, man thus hastens towards the object of his apprehension, of his fright, of his terror. All the degrees of fear seem raised in him, and to a corresponding degree, a tendency to default and apparently desert himself. He takes the side of that which makes him fearful, and neither resisting nor fighting finds a dubious happiness in placing himself at its mercy. One must not imagine, however, that every terrible power shows itself equally capable of engendering such destruction. The charm does not operate except between contrasting elements, unequal in essence and in measure, and moreover these must be in nature and scale so diverse that between them there exists no possibility either of struggle or contact. One of them must be so completely destitute and so full of confusion in front of the other, so entirely devastating and foreign to its being, that it imagines nothing but the imminence of its engulfment and prepares for it forthwith. For the insect it is the flame, for the bird the fixed eyes of the snake, and for man the void.